Okay, we're on. Well, I guess this is the Seth and Cody's Ballin' Podcast.
It is indeed.
I'm Cody.
I'm Seth.
And
we're Seth and Cody.
I think we're gonna open with a little bachelor story, if you will. So what happened? What happened is me and Ashley. How does that make you feel?
That's good.
Cool.
Makes me feel good.
Yeah, excellent. So me and Ashley broke up on Friday.
Good way to start a podcast.
Following Saturday. it's gonna pick back up. It's gonna get positive. That following Saturday, I called my buddy and I was like, you know, I'm at home. Dad's watching the UFC tonight, so you wanna come over and watch it? He's like, I'll come over today, but he's like, I got Bubba's Bubba's bachelor party tonight. And I was like, oh, okay. He's like, you need to come over here when we're done. When the stuff's over. I said, all right, you know. So I talked to him. And I was like, I'll tell you what. I'll be your DD, and we'll go to hit the clubs or something about right now. They were like, okay, you know, that sounds good. That sounds good. So I got over there, and it was just me and Tyler, which is pretty much my best friend from home.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bubba, who's the guy who's about to get married. He's the bachelor. And
how old is he?
26, I think.
All right.
And then we got Michael, which is a guy I just got introduced to, and then I got another guy named Chase, and I just got introduced to him, but they were all real cool. So I had a couple of drinks, and then we hit the road, and went on up there, and we ended up going to, we went to a bar, a little bar first, and I got in as 21, which was cool, so we went in, took some shots, and you know, then we decided, I asked the bartender where Aqua was. A place called Club Aqua is so much fun.
Yeah.
So it wound up being like a block down the street. So we walked down, got in there, you know, was kind of looking around, and some chicks walk up and like, will y'all dance with us? And we were like, of course we'll dance with y'all. That's why we're here. So we get to dancing, you know, and I get pretty involved with this one chick, and Chase gets pretty involved with the other one. And we were dancing, whatever, and I look around and noticed that the other friends, everybody besides me and Chase, none of them are there. I'm like, fuck, like, what's going on, you know? I don't wonder what's happening. But then I'm like, oh, well, fuck it, you know, I'm having a good time. I'm not too worried about it. And then probably 15 minutes later, dude, Michael comes up to me, taps me on the shoulder, he's like, dude, we gotta go. And I'm like, wow, dude, what happened? This is horseshit. And he was like, Bubba. Wait a second. No. This is Tyler. Tyler tapping me, and he said, Michael, dude, we gotta go. He's like, Michael just got shot at.
Damn.
I was like, are you kidding me? Like, how did something like that happen? What's going on? So we got the girls, and we walked outside, and I found him. Found Michael. He's like, dude, don't worry about it. You know, it's fine. It's not a big deal. I'm okay. He said, you won't never believe what happened. I was like, you said, like, what happened? I was like, sure, that can't be too ridiculous. He said, dude, he said, I had this chick in the club. He said, she had some, like, big titties, like a big ass, and she was hot. And I was taking her out of the club. He was like, so I walked down the road, and she was gonna, like, suck my dick. That's what he told me. He was like, she was gonna suck my dick. So she said she was just about to, and she said, she looked at me and said, oh yeah, by the way, I'm a transvestite. So naturally, Michael said, oh yeah, well, let me see your dick. And it pissed her, it, she, whatever, pissed it off and pulled a gun on. I was like, you just need to fucking leave. And they got in their car and left, and he went back into the club. Is that not crazy?
You're kidding, right?
No, that's 100% true story.
So
100%. I asked him, I was like, Michael, I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, out of all the girls in the club, you found the one with the pants.
You're the lucky man.
Jeez.
Wow.
Blew my mind.
So he
got some questions coming in.
He pissed it off. And it shot at him?
Yeah, I wasn't happy at all.
You know, I don't know the politically correct term. Do you say he or she for that? I don't know.
Maybe the politically correct term actually is he/she, so you just say he, she.
I don't know. That's
I know the medically correct term is he.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, he's still got a dick, right?
Yeah, well, still. I don't know.
Yeah, you just really, it really gets to be a gray area.
But it's like 95% girl. Other than that.
True.
Well, that's an interesting story, Cody.
Thank you. So, yeah. All right, well, since I started, you can go ahead and pop off with the one question you did write down. Assuming you had one.
Well, I wrote two questions.
Oh, maybe did you write a couple? Actually, I'm going to start mine.
I have an overachiever.
I'm going to start mine because I told the story and need to do some talking. My first question is, what got you interested and talented on the drums or just music in general?
What got me interested in music / the drums? Well, my family's always been pretty musical, I guess. My parents were heavy in the theater industry. They were both in musicals all the time growing up. That's how they met, at Auburn University in The Music Man. And,
well, that's cool.
Yeah. So, you know, they're always doing music-y stuff. Singing.
Holy shit, man. That's awesome.
A lot of jazz. And, but, I, you know, I was never really into music per se until, I guess, middle school when I got into the band at Oak Mountain. I remember I went in one night in the cafeteria to pick an instrument, and I was so excited because my...
it's a turning point in your life.
I know, right? My grandma, or I guess my family has a history of drummers in it, and my grandma had bought me like this pair of shiny red sparkly sticks from like the Hard Rock Cafe or something. They were totally badass. And I'd been like hitting pots and pans and boxes and stuff in my house. I thought I was pretty good. My mom said I sounded like shit, but
she's honest.
Yeah, well, she was kidding herself. She's trying to keep me humble, I'm sure.
That's what it was, for sure.
And but anyway, so, you know, I came to thinking, all right, so I'm probably gonna get drums because, you know, I'm totally awesome at it already.
Yeah.
But I, you know, figured I'd give everything a shot. But I remember I came in, they had all these different people set up, you know, really official-looking people next to all these different instruments. And they gave us a little sheet, a little score sheet, with 1 through 10 written by each of the instruments. You went out and tried it out, they told you what to do, you did, and they'd give you a score. I remember I got like a 10 on flute and tuba, but I didn't get crap on any other stuff, like
even drums,
any of that, except for drums.
Oh,
they gave me an 11.
Oh,
so I went up and said, Mr. Atkins, who's the band director at the time, I guess still is, he said, "So Seth, what instrument do you want to play? Do you know?" I said, "I think I want to play drums." So, you know, I had my red shiny sticks in my back pocket anyway, just because I was, you know, a special kid who was way ahead of everyone else. I wanted to show everybody.
Right.
And so I told him I want to play drums. And my mom and I walked over to the place where they were selling instruments and bought me a snare drum. I guess that's how it started, at least my interest in playing music.
God, that's like the worst drum for her to get you. You can just beat the shit out of that up there and be so loud.
I know, right?
Yeah. How much trust did she show in you there?
Well, I guess, I think she was pretty interested in me getting better.
Just improving, period? Or like as a person?
I guess, well.
Or just at drums?
I'm sure she was interested in me improving as a person, but.
Did she say, you know, like, you need to go pick an instrument out in the band? Or did they say, you know, like, you should go out here and play football? Or did they say, like.
They said do what you want. My family's always been very.
Hippie-like.
I wouldn't say hippie-like.
And not at all.
Not at all, actually.
I don't know why I
said
that.
I would say anti-hippie, but...
Like they hate hippies?
No, but just not hippie.
I was just kidding.
But, non-hippie? A-hippie? And,
that's pretty good.
But, yeah, they've always given me the freedom to make my own choices with my life, for which I am thoroughly grateful. And, but yeah, so, you know, Oak Mountain had a pretty good band program, and that taught me pretty much everything about playing the, you know, the instrument. learned a lot about percussion.
So how did you get into
how did you get into set then?
If that's
a whole different game. So it is a whole different game.
You had two more limbs to the game. I mean, it's a whole different deal.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a bitch to learn. But like, you know, a lot of people learned on the set. You know, they learned how to play the fun stuff first, and then they might play, you know, snare drum in the band, you know, as the kind of side thing they don't really care about. I was kind of the opposite. I learned how to play snare drum, do all the technical stuff. And then Mr. Atkins one day, he was like, "Hey, Seth, you want to be in the jazz band? We need a drummer." I was like, never played drum set, but how hard could it be? I said, sure, you know. I went in the first day and was just god-awful. I was like, I don't know
what I'm doing. You found out it was actually incredibly hard.
Yeah, I was like, I don't even know how to play the most basic of beats. So my family, we got me a drum lesson, or some drum lessons, with a guy named Michael Glaser, just a phenomenal drummer and great person. And he kind of showed me the way to play, and you know, this was jazz, as I mentioned.
So you started out in jazz.
Yeah, I started out in jazz. Still,
that's
still
unusual as hell, dude. That's badass.
It's
jazz. Bad, jazz drums could be the most difficult kind of drums. Cause you start, you don't start. I mean, you don't really even start with a 4/4 beat, right? Isn't it? Isn't it totally different than rock and stuff like that? It's like a totally different vibe.
It is completely different from rock. And probably most notably in the respect that what you play is not scripted at all. There's not like a lick that you're supposed to play in a certain song. There's a feel that you're supposed to have in a certain song. And honestly, you can change it up if you want. You just gotta make it sound good. So it's very free form. And the thing about jazz, you just gotta learn all the technical and honestly emotional tools that you can use and pull out when you need it. And just have the creativity to pull them out on the spot. And that's what makes jazz fun to me. But, I mean, because, like, you know, it's fun to play rock or metal and stuff, you know, every now and then, just to chop out and play all kinds of fast, fun stuff. But, you know, it's, you know, more energy. But if you really want to lay into it, get in the groove, you know, jazz and funk. Funk is similar to jazz.
That's interesting, dude. I've never heard anybody make that kind of distinction.
But yeah, it's jazz is playing drums in a good jazz band. That is top notch entertainment for the performances, for the performers and the audience. It's just great. But
I need to come watch y'all, dude.
Yeah, you do.
If y'all ever have a show, and tell me about it.
I'll tell you about everyone. We got a few.
I'll totally be there, dude.
But anyway, so that's how we got interested. That's how we got started and kind of came into things and. So doing high school and middle school jazz bands and
school had like a sponsored jazz band or something.
No, it was basically a class. It was just like a normal band program, just like a jazz band.
Well, that's badass.
And you
know, we didn't have any kind of shit like that.
But yeah, and then I got a little side jazz band. Me and a couple of other guys in the school jazz band, we got together and played gigs around Birmingham. For a few years in high school.
Yeah. You get paid?
Yeah, hell yeah, we did. We played at the International Auto Show a couple of years in BJCC. And that was, it's a pretty big deal. We got to, you know, sit and take pictures in cool cars and stuff. Eat fancy food.
Sweet.
With all the rich people. We played at a wedding. That was pretty cool. Because it was cool, you know, getting to be part of their memory, you know.
That's true.
I like to be able to help them make that day special. It was fun. And, you know, great food. But, it's fun. And now I got a new, good, awesome jazz band that we're playing with. And
I know, man. That chick can sing.
Yeah, she can. And the guy's good, too, man. But, it's so much fun. Now, you're a musician yourself. You play guitar and sing a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
You got some stuff on YouTube. Sounds pretty good.
It's okay, man. It's always been kind of like middle of the road for me. It's always been kind of like I can kind of play and I can kind of sing, but it's like I'm not really good enough to do anything with it, so.
But why do you do it?
I just kind of, just because I enjoy it.
Exactly. That's what's important.
And it sounds good to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even put those videos up because I want people to see them. I think it's just cool that I can pull them up whenever I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something cool about having your own product of your creativity, you know.
Music's so strange. People don't think about it, dude. Music is just like a whole different kind of thing. You know, like if you haven't had any kind of musical experience, it's like you've almost missed out like on a whole facet of life. Really?
I definitely agree.
Really? Yeah, like you just think about that, dude. Think about if you've taken how centered around or important in your life music has been. And just take all those experiences out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a large portion of your life, right? Think about a person that never even considers doing it. Never considers picking it up. Think about a person in like Romania or something,
mm-hmm.
that don't even listen to music at all. Don't even, like, you know, like, they don't think about that kind of thing. They have to do with their fucking job, and that's it. Think about that, man. If you took music drives a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, it does.
It's a weird thing, dude. It's a weird thing when you think about
it. It drives society as a whole.
Isn't that crazy? Man, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
That's just crazy how important it is. Because, I mean, you got to be able to imagine a time when there wasn't that. But that has to be back when humans were living like 20 years. And
yeah. Well,
the 20-year-olds are the elders.
There's a, you know, not to get too much into the history of it. But
I'd actually love to get into
but
history.
But it was, you know, there was just so much of a progression from, you know, very, very basic, what we would call music, you know, more just...
like the tribal fucking screaming
and
hitting shit.
Yeah, I mean, just go around and hit something to let someone else know you're there, you know, functional music, if that's what you want to call it, you know. Most of the early stuff was percussion, because that's the simple...
Of course,
that's
like,
the simplest
instrument. How the fuck do people even come up with stringed instruments and fucking instruments that you these horns and stuff? That's crazy. The acoustics. Whoever came up with that the first time, I was like, man, that's pretty fucking impressive.
I agree. I'm gonna guess that music probably came about as an accompaniment to dance, because I'm sure dances came about before music did.
Yeah, they were dancing around like the Rain Man dance people, and then they were just like, dude, we need some fucking.
Probably had like
we need some fucking something behind this.
Had, like everyone like hitting a rock or something. Or,
because it drives you. It drives you when you're moving, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, for most people, I hope, for most people, getting out on the dance floor and, like, or when, just when you hear music, just kind of want to move. Like, it's just a natural thing, you know? Is it not?
I wonder. Well, there's no disagreeing that it is now, but I'm curious.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I'm curious if it's intrinsic to us as humans or if it's intrinsic to us because we were born into a society based on music.
I don't know. I wonder if the people before music, like, could feel, like, the music behind, like, birds chirping.
You know,
or shit like that. You know, like, you can just hear it. And you know that there's some rhythm to it, because most of the time there is.
You know, there's some of... kind of wonder... You know, okay, actually, going to a theme of some of the kind of... a backdrop for a bunch of my what-ifs that I think of is time travel. I think, okay, if I go back in, you know, back in time to, like, the medieval ages, you know, go to some castle, and, you know, they've got some, you know, minstrels playing some music, you know, whatever, and then I show them, like, I play them a recording of some music that we have today that we like. Not necessarily something, like, even, like, metal or rap, you know, that may be too weird, too abstract for them.
Yeah.
But something like, you know, either like
some
a,
fucking,
like a symphony or
like some fucking,
some,
yeah.
Something it's like that, you know? That
Journey, the Eagles, maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
man.
Something like that. I wonder if they would see it as music and see it as potentially enjoyable, or if it would just
scare the fuck out of them.
I mean, not even taking into account, you know, like, them
languages.
The technology and languages and stuff like that being weird. But, like, if all that was just, you know, fixed, whatever.
Yeah, let's just assume
imagine time travel. And,
Or just assume that everything we do is translated
into
their shit.
Yeah.
But, dude, that's the fucking crazy thing about. Do you think time travel is an option, really? Do you think real time travel is legitimate?
Well, definitely.
I'm the opposite.
Well, see, the thing is...
excellent. We have a good conversation.
The thing is, the way I think about it, you know, and this is going to sound corny, and it's just the basis for what I'm saying, but, like, technically, we're traveling through time right now, right? That you agree to that. But obviously that's not what you're referring to with time travel. And then the other thing that you have to acknowledge is the fact first, as your next logical step, is the fact that we can go through time at different rates. Because of the theory of relativity. That explains it.
Oh, shit.
And that's pretty well proven.
Shit, I hadn't never thought
granted,
about that.
But I mean the
notion of time travel where you can fucking do something like step into a ship and
well,
just
see,
kind of,
that,
meow, and then you're in another time.
That's not a matter of physically possible or impossible. That's a matter of technology to work around it. Because I think of it this way, when electricity or its uses were kind of discovered for the first time, we realized that was possible and that could like power stuff. But think about people in your same shoes saying, but that doesn't mean we can have like magic machines doing stuff. Well, that's just a matter of getting the advanced technology that can utilize this physically possible concept. Like electricity.
Here's the thing. If time travel is ever possible, is the time we're in now just so insignificant that these people in at that time don't want to travel back to our time? I mean, because ain't nobody fucking coming back.
Well,
there ain't ships popping up and shit. It's not happening.
Well,
insignificant
is a pretty difficult adjective to verify. I mean, it's not objectifiable.
Well, I think it might be. I mean, if you can make the odds so insignificant of just because the time being so far in the future, like millions and millions of years of the humans developing,
mm-hmm.
and our just little lifespan, a couple hundred years, maybe this shit did happen a long time ago. We just didn't know because those times were more important. They were like, bam, I want to be back in Egyptian times to see what the fuck happened.
Mm. I see what you're saying. You're saying that when people
if this
form of time travel that we're thinking about is ever kind of
come to
fruition. That's a good way to say it. Would anyone visit our time?
Right. So maybe they have visited before and they will visit in the future. It's just our just couple thousand years
uh-huh.
is so insignificant in that time frame. That they don't fucking want to go see us, you know what I'm saying?
Because
all we know about 6,000 years at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Romans, the fucking Aztecs, those motherfuckers, the first people to ever be here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's all that we really know.
Yeah.
That's all we really know about. At this point in time. So maybe our just little gap of time is just so fucking insignificant in the grand scheme. Damn, dude. See, that's the reason.
Insignificant? Whew. Maybe, if it's not insignificant,
then it's impossible, in my opinion.
If
you don't look at it like that, then I don't see any other way that it could be possible. Either like that, or...
Now, maybe I misunderstood what you said, but I'm not sure I understand the tie-in between our time being insignificant and time travel being possible.
I feel like if it's not insignificant, like if that isn't the way it's working...
If what isn't the way it's working?
If the insignificance, just the sheer size of time,
uh-huh.
that's the only way I can justify them not having showed up in our time already.
Well, you don't know that.
You don't think?
Oh, what you're saying is if time travel were to ever come about, then they would visit our time.
Of course.
What you're saying is, and since that is the case, then... If they made time travel, they would come here. They haven't come here, so there's no time travel.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
That's exactly right.
The only thing that I would say...
Barring that other exception.
Yeah. And that is a valid argument, but to question its veracity and soundness, I would say the premise of they would have to come here... would be faulty, as in, who knows, they might not. But, because that's not something you could say they would have to.
But you just think, just because in our relevant time that we know, the time frame we know,
right.
we are the most advanced civilization ever, right now.
Right.
So you would think that they would want to come,
Right.
unless you add the insignificance factor.
But
and
you
so
have to realize,
guys, future.
You know, as we get closer and closer to the time when they invent time travel, like we're talking about.
Now, are we talking about time travel just for us as an Earth, just earthly time travel, or are we talking about universal time travel where fucking aliens get here and they know how to time travel and they show us?
Well, that's another thing already, but I'm talking about Earth time travel. I'm talking about humanity's.
Sometimes when I look at situations, mm-hmm. I just want to pull back just as far as possible, and I feel like, you know,
well,
just to see how ridiculous it is.
We'll go there in a second. Just to close this off real quick. Yeah, go for it.
What was it?
I don't know, something about time travel. But,
anyway.
I was saying also, it would make sense that they wouldn't want people to know if some time travelers were to come. They wouldn't want to make a big deal about it.
Why? It's fucking time travel. It would change everything.
Yeah, but
that would change everything if they made that public, dude.
Yeah, but
fucking everything
for the better.
I don't know.
That's
so you're saying it, maybe it's been invented, but people just don't want to know it. They don't want to release it.
It's like, don't abuse it. You know, you can go back in time travel as long as you don't make a stir, or to fix things covertly.
That's crazy.
Think like CIA. Even, you know. It's like, you know, go up and patch things up around the world. You know?
There's certainly things that the government cover up from us. I mean, there's a lot of shit that happens that shouldn't fucking happen. Don't tell us about it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We killed a fucking half of a country, but hey, we're not going to tell our people about it, though, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of shit.
But, I mean, if there is alien life out there, which statistically there is quite a bit.
There has to be, yeah.
Then, you know, but I mean, granted, eventually
one of those motherfuckers are going to make it to us. It has to happen.
You know, statistics doesn't,
or we're gonna make it
doesn't prove anything. It
just by
it just
sheer
suggests,
size, though. We don't have a
things.
Fucking clue how huge the universe is.
Right, but I mean, statistically, I could, you know, put my hand straight through your face right now without hurting you, but statistically, it's possible.
Oh, if the fucking molecules were to move exactly
the
right
manner? But the fact is that if I don't,
that doesn't mean
that it's not possible.
Oh.
Statistics doesn't prove it. That just means that it's possible or probable or improbable.
Is that really probable, what you said a while ago?
It is probable.
How?
Which one are you referring to? I said a bunch of things a while ago.
Punching me in the face with it just tired.
It's not probable.
But it could happen.
It is possible.
What would have to happen?
Possible. Anything's statistically possible.
What would it have to happen, though?
A bunch of quantum physics that I don't really understand well enough to...
Like the fucking molecules would have to move apart in exactly a certain way, just happen to make that happen at the same time you're running your face through mine.
Well, that's one way that could happen. Granted, I would have to go through all the bonds. All the bonds in my hand would have to miss all the bonds between every atom in your head. But there's also other ways to do it, like quantum physics, you know, that don't involve just missing the other particles. I really don't understand it well enough
to pretend that I do. Just give me a quick run through on it. Sounds interesting.
Cody.
Okay, I know you don't have to. Who's up on the question?
I guess me. Let's see. So you
asked. Grab a drink, though. All right. Great.
Sure. I'll take some water. All right,
perfect.
All right, got some water. We're good now. Ate your little sandwich taco thing?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you all for staying tuned through that break. I hope you enjoyed the music. But as we said at the end of the last session, it is now my turn to ask Cody a question. And seeing as we got to quantum physics from asking me how I got into music and drums, we'll see where this one leads.
Quantum physics is always the greatest destination.
So, Cody, how long have you been kicking ass?
Well, I started doing MMA when I was 14 years old. For all you out there that don't know what that is, it means...
For all you who don't know what that is, you're living in a shelter.
Yeah, fuck you.
Now, Cody.
I'm just kidding, I'm just kidding.
Cody.
But seriously, no.
Keep this fucking age appropriate.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Oh my god, that kills me. Anyway, MMA means mixed martial arts. It's basically you take all your boxing, your kickboxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, which is ground fighting, all that shit, you mix it together and just basically see who can whoop the other person's ass. So, the most prominent organization is called the UFC, and Dad came pick me up after my 8th grade year. I was at summer at summer workouts for football the next year. My freshman year coming up.
What position did you play?
In my freshman year, I played quarterback and linebacker, and then I moved up to varsity safety. And then safety my junior year too, and then in outside linebacker my senior year.
Cool.
Anyway, so I was going to my, or I just left one of my summer workouts. Dad picked me up. He picked me up and said, he said, you know that UFC stuff? And I was like, yeah, you know, we watched it a lot at home. He said, would you ever want to learn something like that? And I was like, yeah, man, you know, that'd be cool, you know? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, well, I had never even thought that was an option, you know?
Yeah.
So he took me to this place called Spartan Fitness. It was off 280 at the time. It was in two little mats in the upper room of Sportsplex. And I was 14 years old. And I was the youngest guy in the room. And the next youngest person that was in the room was like 22.
Nice.
So I was like the baby of the group. They kind of raised me in the ways of MMA.
Mm-hmm. Raised by wolves.
Kind of like that. But yeah, so by the time I was 16, I was sparring like full force, kickboxing, wrestling with these young 22-year-old guys and these older men, like 35. My trainers were like 30, 32, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Training, I was sparring my ass off with all of them. One of the guys I was training with is on The Ultimate Fighter right now, right, the reality show, and he is the only person that has ever knocked me unconscious.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And cool. That was when I was 16 years old, as a matter of fact. He kicked me right in the head. Knocked me out. But I was definitely, MMA was definitely the sport that I was best at. Like, I was pretty good. You know, I started 2 years in high school in football and started in baseball my sophomore year, not much, freshman year. You know, I played basketball. I didn't play much. Played tennis my senior year. That was probably the most fun sport I played all year, my whole high school career. But at all those sports, my MMA was the best. Well, it was what I was personally best at, for sure. I kind of had a knack for it. Caught on pretty quickly on the ground, and then finally my hands and stuff caught up. Matter of fact, my trainer told my dad one time that he said, Daddy asked him, like, he's like, who do you think has the most potential to make it to the UFC? Because that's like the major leagues of MMA. How do you think it has the potential to make it to the UFC in this room? He was like, well, he said, I think John can make it, and I think Marcus can make it. Marcus is the one that's on the Ultimate Fighter now,
mm-hmm.
and will be in the UFC.
Nice.
And he's like, I think Cody can make it too. And then, not probably 2 years after that, John got in the UFC, and then Marcus just got in the UFC. So,
do you have any desire to go there? Or?
Not really. It's not what I love. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not my passion. I think I could do it, and I think I could be pretty good at it. But it's awful for your body. You know, I don't want to be 45 years old, 50 years old with fucking arthritis and can't move. And you know, mm-hmm. that's not what I want. I'd rather use my mind and just keep my body in shape. You know,
of course, if you screw up your body, you know, you'll have no choice but to use your mind.
That's a good point.
You know, look at Stephen Hawking. Look how much he's accomplished. Yeah.
Who's Stephen Hawking?
You don't know who Stephen Hawking is?
Give us the rundown on him.
Well, Stephen Hawking is one of the, arguably one of the greatest minds on the planet Earth. Really? You know, up there with Einstein and all them other folks. He's a full body paraplegic.
No.
Yeah.
So can he write?
No, he can't move. He's in a wheelchair. He talks through a computer. He's made all sorts of contributions to physics.
Really?
All kinds of stuff. Mathematics. He's written a few books. I mean, he's...
Vocally. You have to just, like, tell them what they want to say.
Yeah, I mean, he does it. He controls a little computer.
Somehow. Damn, man, that's crazy.
And,
Stephen Hawking.
He's a very interesting fellow. He's extremely humble. I mean, he says that he owes almost all of his success to the fact that he's essentially, it's like, you know, since he doesn't have a body to use, really, he's a lot more, he has, all he can do is think about things, you know? He thinks about all kinds of stuff, man. He's done all kinds of stuff.
I was just thinking real quick, just kind of a quick pause.
Mm-hmm.
You think you could mention my blog to the AA?
Definitely.
That'd be cool, man. That'd be really awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
That would definitely
get me some fucking...
You get some followers, man.
That'd be awesome. Get the word out a little bit. Because I think it's going to be a cool-ass experience.
I'll make you a deal. I'll mention it if you come to some more stuff.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
I'm sure that a bunch of people in the group would like to get to know you.
I'm down, dude. For sure.
And vice versa. But anyway, so I'll do that. But Stephen Hawking is a very, very thoughtful person. But anyway.
I wonder if there's any videos on YouTube about him.
Oh, there's tons. I mean, there's just Google and get.
Okay, I got an idea.
Results.
Got an idea real quick.
Cody has another idea.
We're gonna take a quick break. Watch this YouTube, and come back, and then we'll comment on it. So we'll see you in a second. We're just gonna jump back in real quick. We were in the middle of the Stephen Hawking video and kind of struck up an interesting conversation. So what I was just about to say in the conversation was, it's weird to me how. You know, Christians can lead these football teams, and before the games, you know, they all pray, and, you know, please just keep everyone safe, make sure everybody, you know, makes it through and nobody gets hurt. But as soon as it does, it happens, somebody does get hurt or somebody does die, you know. Well, you know, it must just be in God's will. What kind of bullshit is that, man? I mean, what's the point in praying? You know, you didn't... You know, if you're just going to give them that loophole, it's like there's not really even any point.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing that I've kind of, something that I say that I feel is pretty accurate is, with the two phrases, those aren't true Christians, and God works in mysterious ways.
Jesus.
You can justify anything.
That's true. That's true.
And granted, this isn't just Christianity. This is, you know, anything like this. And anyone that says, well, they're not really following our group's ideals, whatever group
you're in. I tried so hard. Mm-hmm. I Googled it on YouTube. I searched on YouTube and I Googled it and I couldn't find anything about it. But there's a church in the U.S.
Westboro?
No. We'll get to those crazy motherfuckers later. But there's a church in the U.S. that just got legalized, and for their religious sacrament is DMT. And if you don't know what DMT means, it's called dimethyltryptamine,
oh.
And it's the most psychedelic drug in the world.
Wow.
Like they say, it just they described it. I mean, it really is. They described it, and like the people that's done it, and they say it just throws you into another dimension. Like it's just so super psychedelic, and they say it'll change your whole everything. But this church has got a degree they can use that, so it's just like these people tripping balls on DMT and like singing about Jesus all day. Like I was trying to find a YouTube video of it to where I could post it on my Facebook, and I totally would have. Just in the headline, I just wrote above it like, "Are they going to heaven?" You know, like these. Yeah. That's all they do, just sit around and trip balls on DMT all day. So what? I mean, they're reading the same shit that you're reading. You know what I'm saying? They're saying the same shit that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you any different? It's just all such a huge cop-out. And everybody, I mean, it's impossible to not be a hypocrite to some degree.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, you know, like, and people did get upset when you tell them that. And they're like, I'm like, seriously, like, we were just cussing and, you know, going to the bar. Like, it's horseshit.
Well, you know, the Bible doesn't say anything against cussing and drinking.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the loophole for that, when people say that, you know, the law doesn't say it, the Bible doesn't say anything about alcohol. Well, gluttony, you just shouldn't have too much. But don't nobody bitch at you when you have too much cake, you know what I'm saying? But if you have too much alcohol, they get pissed. Like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, there's nothing in there about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just horseshit.
To be fair to anyone listening, you know, I haven't read the whole Bible by a long shot, so.
Hey, but if you listen to this and it pisses you off and you're like, I'll show you, well, just go follow me on Twitter and shout me out and tell me so.
Well, that's what you need to do. Say your Twitter.
It's at @_CodyCapitalJames. All one word. That's me. That'd be really cool if that actually happened.
That would be cool.
But that's the way I feel. You know what else I feel is bullshit? How one sin, every sin is the same. So what you're telling me is that this God that created the universe and he's intelligent enough to do that really believes that, you know, if I tell my mom that I'm going to be at 11 o'clock and I get in at 11:15, that's a lie. So that's a sin. Mm-hmm. So you really feel like that person that does that is the same as the person that goes out and, like, murders his entire family and goes on the serial. You know, that's not the same fucking thing.
But you have
that's
to realize,
horseshit.
Well, in my opinion, an even better point than that is the fact that, you know, even while murder and lying are both sins, you know, regardless of if they're given the same weight in, you know, Judgment Day, what about, you know, rape? Rape isn't in there. Rape is actually offered as in kind of a positive light in at least one part of the Bible.
That's true, in the Old Testament.
Know, the guy, you know...
That's another thing that kills me. Like, this is the perfect Word of God, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you write an entire Old Testament and then throw the New Testament in there and say, oh yeah, like, by the way, all the Old Testament really didn't matter and you don't have to listen to anything that it says, just read it for morals, but don't actually do the shit that they do.
Well,
then what the fuck? Why would you even give me the Old Testament? Just make the old New Testament a little longer.
That's because...
That's just horseshit.
That's because, you know, the God of the Old Testament, he's not around anymore.
Hell no, he's not around.
Because the new God took over.
Oh, right. After Jesus died.
So it's true because...
It made him more humble after Jesus died.
You know, it's like they say that there's only one God, but that's because he took out the other one.
Yeah, it's murder. There's really two. It's like the Cain and Abel of gods.
Mm-hmm. He erased them from history, you know?
So weird.
It's a conspiracy. That's what it is.
Has to be.
Down with the government. It's probably their fault.
And religion.
Yeah.
Fucking Catholics. Those fucking dumbass. Oh, man. You know what's worse? Mormons.
What's worse?
Those dumb fucks.
I like Mormons.
They are saying we're Christians, except we believe that this one fucking idiot that cheated on his wife and wanted a way to get out of it was really telling the truth when he said he saw a fucking hallucination and that the damn God showed him and gave him the new rules where it said polygamy. Was it polygamy?
Yeah.
Is okay. You know, like, you fucking believe this? Like, this dude just got caught with his dick in somebody's mouth, and he wants a reason to fucking, you know, like,
you
make
know
it okay.
What's funny is, I remember in high school, there was this one kid.
Fucking Mormons.
I say one kid, but multiple kids that are, you know, super Christian and evangelical and high and mighty about it in my high school, but this one kid particularly, who will remain unnamed, I don't want to restrict it. You know, we started off talking about music and
that's
MMA.
True. That's true.
It just kind of came over here. But anyway, you know, whatever. So this guy came over and started talking to me about how he was.
Where was this?
Talking to me at high school.
Okay.
One day.
And were you an atheist at that point? In high school?
I was.
By the way, guys, Seth is the president of the Atheists and Agnostics of Auburn.
Auburn Atheists and Agnostics. Yeah, that's
whatever,
it's good. Yeah,
it's
whatever.
All the same.
It's all semantics, but yeah, it's That's my group. Started it with a buddy of mine. It's been great. But, yeah, so I'm
a Satan worshiper because they're apparently the same thing as atheists.
And,
but anyway, so
there's this guy who was telling me
how he loves debating Mormons because he just shows them how stupid they are. And he's like,
yeah, man, you believe in these, like, gold magical plates. Well, he says they were there, but no one could see him. Oh, that's a likely story. And he's like, I just like to laugh at him. But, the whole time I was just thinking, you fucking hypocrite.
You believe the same fucking shit.
Yeah, I mean, you believe in a talking snake and a magic apple that you can't eat and doom the rest of mankind and all this shit. And it's like,
what a fucking
really?
Dish.
And you know, all this stuff about, you know, God's there, but you can't see him. You're using, just using the same logic to make fun of Mormons about the plates that you can't see them.
What the
fuck? Yeah. Now,
fucking
granted,
hypocrites.
Now, just a disclaimer real quick, so I don't get bitched at by anyone who replies.
On Twitter.
The reason, yeah.
@G_CodyJames.
Anyone who replies to Cody on Twitter. The reason I don't believe in God is not because I can't see him. That's retarded. There's a lot of things I can't see that exist. Sight is horribly, horribly wrong, which actually is one of the reasons I don't believe in God and creationism, because it wouldn't be such an illusion, everything we see.
Right.
Because what actually gets
sent
to our brains,
the physical
is
rules up
total,
here is totally different than
just,
the real physical
it's just,
rules.
It's a load of crap is what it is. I mean, what you actually see through your eyes, I mean, it's upside down. You don't see half the stuff you think you see. You see approximations. Half of the stuff you see, if you're somewhere that you've been before, is what you remember. Your brain's just filling in the gaps.
Wow.
I mean, any, you know, half-assed optical illusion will show you that it's easy to trick it, and you don't see what's really there. You see what you want to see, you know. But anyway,
that's the reason fucking eyewitnesses ain't worth shit in the court system.
Yep. I mean, there was an experiment that some of you may have seen. I don't know how well publicized it was, but it's on YouTube. Everyone should go look it up. It's pretty interesting. It was an experiment to show that when someone's focusing on one thing, they'll completely miss something else, even if it's the most obvious, right in your face thing in the world. No matter what, if you're focusing on one thing, then you'll miss it. And what it is, I'll tell you what to search first, so you can go look at it before I spoil the end. But what it is it's a video, and you go, and I think there's some people throwing a ball around or something on like a stage. And you're supposed to...
Listen, we're just going
to
watch
the goal
this
is to...
As he's describing it, and look... If you want to watch it right now, then pause this podcast and go watch it. Because we're about to watch it, and then we're going to talk about the end. So, you know, pause the fucking podcast, go watch something.
All right, give me a second, and I'll figure out what to tell you to search. So, pause. Okay. Get on YouTube and search The Monkey Business Illusion. Google it, YouTube it, and watch it. All right, now Cody's going to watch it, and we'll see what happens. So, Cody just watched the Monkey Business video. And once again, for those of you who haven't watched it yet, pause it now, go watch it, or it will be ruined for you. That's your last warning. All right, Cody.
What is it? A spoiler alert?
Spoiler alert. So, Cody, tell us about the Monkey Business illusion.
Well... When I was watching this damn ball, and never saw that a gorilla walked into the game, and there was curtains changing colors the whole time, and I didn't have a fucking...
So, what it is, pretty much, you've got some people throwing a ball around, you got players in white passing a ball around, players in black passing a ball around. You're supposed to count how many times the players in white throw the ball, and, you watch and you count, and you say, you know, you get a number, and you see if it's right or not. Then it asks you if you saw the gorilla, and you're probably confused as fuck because you didn't see the gorilla, and like the rest of us, and
or actually the rest, actually half of the rest.
Yeah,
of
yeah,
us.
Okay, statistically half. But you know, then it'll say, then it'll rewind it,
you'll realize there was a gorilla, guy in a gorilla suit, just walked through the middle of the stage, stood up in the front, pounded his chest, and walked off the other side, and you never even realized a thing. And you feel like a dumbass. And
no, I did.
Yeah, I mean, we all do. And then also, it asks you if you noticed the curtain changed color the whole time. And no.
I didn't.
Because, and that just shows how selective our perception of reality is.
That's incredible.
Among other things, you know, that can show that.
That's absolutely incredible.
But, yeah, so. So we were talking about MMA.
Pass that.
And then.
You want me to get your next question?
And then talked about a bunch of other stuff. Went off on a million tangents. It was fun, great, and awesome. So
we're back to the questions. So all of you know that right at an hour, we're getting to question three. So just to keep up, keeping up, we're on question three. You're right at 51 minutes. This is a good. One's kind of personal. I'll just go with number two since that makes it easy.
Alright.
Do you have any good friends left from high school that you stay in contact with, or do you just kind of have some people down here and you know y'all are friends but you don't really ever see each other, or do you have some people that you know y'all were friends and then you went to college, y'all not anymore?
I keep in touch with a bunch of people from high school, to varying degrees. There's really only probably one person that I really keep in close contact with from high school. That's my good friend. I've known him since middle school. We've done all kinds of stuff together. And when I got to college here at Auburn, we were actually randomly assigned to the same dorm room. So,
no way.
So it worked out. It was cool. He's really the only one that I really, really often hang out with anymore. You know, it's sad that there are so many people who are such a big part of my life, you know, honestly, like 75% of my life up until now, that are just
not in it anymore.
You know,
it's crazy, isn't it?
We've all diverged.
Definitely, it's wild. And then going back and seeing them is really weird.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's cool because...
It's like you were such a huge part of my life.
Right.
Just a few years ago, and now we don't ever even speak.
And, like, some of them, you know, it's cool because, you know, they're out doing their own thing and loving what they do, and it's great. But it's sad because a bunch of the other people I knew just turned out and didn't...
Fucking drug dealers.
Didn't do anything, you know? And I hate that for them.
Most of my
friends...
Great people. Most of my... God damn it. most of my... Black friends from high school?
Mm-hmm.
Dealing drugs, bro.
That's a shame.
Straight up. Dealing the drugs.
Yeah. M&M's.
Yeah.
No, I don't need
it. I got them for my birthday.
Nice.
Solid gift, I thought.
Very, very solid gift. Can't go wrong with candy.
Exactly.
Especially chocolate. It was not like something. I'll get one. Love M&M's. Oh, peanut M&M's.
Yeah.
God, I love peanut
M&M's. You're welcome.
No more. All right.
Yeah.
But,
just have these.
No.
Just these
one.
Four.
Just one.
Just have these four.
Fine. I exercise this
morning. Fine, he said. Hey, I just got back from the gym about, 3 hours ago. I thought it was going to be closer to that, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Can't believe we've been here, Benny.
Yeah, we've been doing this.
I can't believe we've been recording for an hour.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
I can't believe people still will listen for an hour.
I know, man.
Thank you, guys.
I'm proud of them.
You one guy or girl that's still listening.
Just know if you're still listening, then you're probably the only one.
Hell, we're probably talking to me and Cody.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably the only ones who are
listening. Yeah, we're the one that's going to be listening.
But,
that kills me. We can put it straight on an iPod.
Yeah. Anyway, just so we don't bore any of you who potentially are still listening and are not me and Cody.
Whatever.
So, keeping up with friends from high school.
That was a good subject.
Yeah. It was a good subject. I don't know. It's like you said, you know, they spent so much time shaping who you are now. No, get that fucking... No more M&M's. And they just keep people drop out of your life so quickly. I don't know. Sucks.
It's weird.
Sometimes it's good.
It just made me realize how many few real friends I had. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you think you got a lot of real friends, but then when you get down to it, you really don't. Because you don't ever talk to them after high school.
Yeah, it's like, well, granted, you know, you, like, I've got a... I had a couple friends that I would definitely say were real good, close, you know, really personal friendships. Just because of the logistics of our lives now, we can't really get in touch much. Mm-hmm. We see each other every now and then. Like one guy I know goes to Emory now in Georgia.
He's right down the road.
And he's doing his own thing and doing really well.
We should go visit him in Atlanta.
And,
we should.
And but I got to meet up with him in Birmingham over the summer. We were both interning in Birmingham downtown, so that worked out pretty well.
That's cool.
And but most of the people I hang out with now are people I met since I came to college. You know, I got a bunch of buddies on the drum line. Good people, good friends.
That's cool.
Great parties. And you know, another guy that I was. When I lived in the dorm freshman year, it was a four-bedroom suite thing. So it was me, my friend from, you know, grade school, and then a guy I knew who went to another school in my area. He was the section leader of his drum line, and I was the section leader of my drum line. We kind of knew each other
cool.
That. Yeah, it was cool. And I'm actually living with him right now.
The big guy.
Yeah, Nathan. And,
that's cool.
And then another guy.
Shout out to Nathan.
Shout out to Nathan. And yeah, I'm sure you're listening. Just kidding.
I figured you would be.
And he's Liberty right now. If this goes famous, mm-hmm. But and then the last guy, he was a guy from Baltimore, just awesome dude. And he and I hit it off really well. But he was kind of a last minute sub into our dorm. But he's really cool. And. But yeah, I mean, pretty much everyone I hang out with is people that I've met in the last, you know, few months, year, 2 years, you know, something like that, really.
Huh. Me too, for real. I really only have one just best friend in Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jacob.
Do you know
Shout out to Jacob.
Hey, Jacob.
Because, yeah, that's my boy, for real.
Do you know him at home?
Made him my first semester here. We were in the same physics class, and we didn't speak at all, the whole class. And then we just had to meet up right at the very end of the semester because we had to do a project together.
Mm-hmm.
And we were studying for the final. Gosh, got his number and called him the next week because he played tennis at Gadsden State, and I played tennis in high school. Well, so I played tennis and just kept on hanging out.
You know, and this topic kind of brings me to how Cody and I met, you know?
Yeah, that's
true. The way that we met.
Online.
We met online. It's like basically an online dating site, except for finding roommates. You know, you set up a profile, say about me. Could you read my about me?
I don't think so. No,
probably
I wasn't
not.
A real member, so I couldn't really do
I was,
I couldn't read
I
anybody's
either.
Anything. I couldn't, you can't even return messages and shit on there, can you?
Yeah, you can send messages, you couldn't read them. But you could send and receive messages, but you couldn't read anyone's messages.
That's what it was.
But anyway, so I was looking for a roommate my sophomore year.
And I was looking for a roommate because the guy that I was planning on living with told me, oh yeah, by the way, I got somebody else moving in and you can't.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, well, all right.
And so, you know, I looked for a while. I didn't find anybody. And, you know, I was Googling, like, Craigslist and stuff for roommates, you know. And just... out of boredom, I found this place called, I think it was roommates.com, I think, something like that.
Yeah, something, yeah, I think it actually was roommates.
And,
shout out to roommates.com.
Shout out to roommates.com.
Y'all don't sponsor us yet, but maybe y'all will.
Yeah, yeah, we'll give you a plug. And, filled out a little profile about me, talks about, you know, cool stuff that I do, cool stuff that I like. And my partner, I mean roommate.
He's on it today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talked about all that jazz. And then I looked at some profiles about people who fit my, you know, criteria. And I all they were little profile pictures, thumbnails, and a username.
And there wasn't many for Auburn.
Yeah, yeah.
And most of them look like douchebags, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I got this message about a few days later. And I was so excited. I was like, oh, my God. I actually got replied to.
I know, right?
And,
can't read it.
And then I got a message, and I clicked on it, and it said, oh, buy the premium membership to... Because I just signed
bastards.
Up for free.
Me too.
And so I couldn't read the message, but I could see the username and the profile picture. And I was like, okay, so if someone contacted me, that must mean they're interested in you know, maybe rooming up with me.
Right.
So I thought that was cool. And the username was Cody James.
That's right.
And I was like, okay.
Son.
I don't think that's his last name.
Definitely not.
But I wasn't sure. But I was like, okay, I really want to get in touch with this guy because I was just pumped up. I thought it was pretty cool. I didn't expect to get any replies. And I sent him a message just in case he had the premium membership, which I, you know, sorryroommates.com, but I don't think anyone
just
does
in
that.
Case he had.
You know. So I sent him a message with my contact information.
No, yeah, nobody premiums the roommates.com.
Yeah, and
surely not. You have to be looking to move like every other week if you're a regular member.
I guess. But I sent him a message just in case. Waited, didn't get a reply, obviously. And what I did is I got on MySpace and searched for Cody James. And I saw that, or let me back up a second. Roommates.com, his profile picture, his little thumbnail, had something, it looked like a boxing ring or something. So
yeah.
So I was like, okay. So MySpace, searched Cody James, and I found someone who who had... Cody James, and they said his last name was Cody James Cummings, or his last name was Cummings, and it had
that's your boy.
It had another picture,
bam,
another picture of like some, you know, boxing ring kind of thing. I could tell now it was like a UFC, you know, MMA kind of thing, and so I didn't have a MySpace, so I couldn't really contact him there. So what I did is I got on Facebook, searched for him, and found who I thought it was. Sent a message.
And it was?
And I was like, hey, did you message me? And he was like, if you live in Auburn, look for a roommate, then yes. I was like,
bam, son.
That's how it happens. And then we didn't end up living together.
Dude, yeah, what happened with that was we were going to do it or whatever, and then we went to sign leases, and Seth was interning or co-oping at Southern Company that fall. And he couldn't be able, he wouldn't be able to start till January. So, that kind of threw a wrench in everything because, you know, like, there was another guy that came down here with us that wanted to live with us. And then there was another one that wanted to live with us but couldn't because they had two roommates. And then,
it's a three-bedroom apartment.
Right. So, yeah, so Seth couldn't sign a lease until January, and then so the other two did, and ended up living with us. And then January came, and I was kind of in a situation because I couldn't really kick Trevor out.
Because initially, one of them was gonna leave, and then,
right?
Because only stay for the fall, and then I'd come in the spring. But for whatever reason, they decided not to do that.
Right, I don't even remember that.
So
I didn't know that was the deal.
Yeah, because initially, you know. AJ was going to do something with the Air Force, and I was going to take his. Or initially, Trevor was just going to stay for the fall.
That's
what
it was.
And then AJ said, actually, Trevor's going to stay here, and I'm doing something with the Air Force anyway, so you can use my room instead. I was like, all right, that's cool, I'll stay in my room. Then AJ said, nope, I'm not going to the Air Force. Trevor said, nope, I'm not going. So they both stayed. At least that's what I was told.
No, AJ went.
He didn't. He told me he didn't.
Well, he definitely did. He's in the base.
Well,
he did his basics.
No, he did, but he... He told me that he wasn't going, and then I remember now, he did tell me that he was going, but he told me, like, December, halfway through December,
by which time
I had already, you know, made other plans.
I got you.
So.
I knew it was just a big miscommunication, you know?
Yeah. But it all worked out. It all worked out.
It did, and I hope I can live where you live next year, because that'd be awesome. If I can find a roommate, I'm going to move in over there for real. How much is rent?
For two of us, like $6.95.
A piece?
Total.
Oh, fuck. So y'all half that?
$3.47.
Damn, dude. That ain't shit. Oh, so you have to sign a lease together, though.
Well, I mean, for the whole unit, it's $695.
And you say so you should, like, you both sign the same lease.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of sucks. But
yeah. Well, I mean, if
that is a good thing about here, you all have your different leases.
You need to, you know, really trust the other person to make the rent.
Because you don't have to worry about subleasing it. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
That would suck. Because you can't pay for that whole fucking.
Yeah. Well, for one person to rent, it's $595. But.
It's a pretty sweet fucking place.
It is pretty cool. But anyway, so it's good now. We kind of met back up doing podcasts. Or
yeah,
starting to.
Why did we start hanging out again?
I think I ran into you at Chick-fil-A, and we said we should hang out sometime. So we did.
And then I called you.
And then we started talking, and we realized how cool we both were.
Exactly.
And how much we have in common. Kept talking. Shit happened.
All true, dude.
For anyone who's kind of getting the wrong vibe, shit did not happen sexually. Although,
that
you know,
kills,
no.
Man. Like, that one. Look at the head. Look at the volume. that kills me.
Quite.
Yeah, definitely not sexually.
Yeah.
Mentally, maybe.
Mentally.
All right, so you're up on the question, dude.
All right.
So now for all you
haters,
for all you Ballin' Podcast listeners out there that's keeping up with the question process, we're moving on to four.
All right. So, if you could meet one person from any time, who would it be, and what question would you ask him or her?
If I could be one person. If I could meet one person.
Meet one person.
Oh, shit.
From all of time.
Oh, my God, dude. Can I just name a few of them? One person's too much, dude. I can't just pick one person.
Pick one.
First person that comes to mind is Solomon.
As in King Solomon?
King Solomon. I think he'd be interesting.
Why would you like to meet King Solomon?
Or, like, the first pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess you can't really believe Solomon was, like, the wisest person in the world. I know he's fucking rich as fuck. I know that.
He can give you some hoes.
Hell yeah, just fucking pass me a couple of common concubines.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I bet they were nasty, though.
Probably.
All hairy and shit. I went there. Yes, I did.
All sandy.
Yes, I did go there. Or, like, the very first pharaoh. Just to see what the fuck was going down and who was really building those pyramids, because I don't believe it was people.
Well, granted, you know, the pyramids, I don't think, were built until, was it Ramses? I think Ramses.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh,
so,
really?
Not the first pharaoh. I could be completely wrong, but that's what I
think. I want to holler at the people at the Mesopotamian society that they've just found.
Oh, like Babylonia?
How about they fucking found Atlantis? How crazy is that, dude? Because it was so fictional for all these years. Just like, they found Atlantis, they found, like, the Garden of Eden. Didn't they find that? Or what they think would be considered the Garden of Eden?
Well, yes, but it's not as sensational as that would sound. I think what they're referring to when they said that, and once again, I could be wrong. I think they were talking about they found out where humanity officially kind of started. I think is might have been what they were saying.
Hmm.
Because the Garden of Eden from the Bible, in any other sense, really just means, you know. It's like someplace in Middle East, you know, where everything was great and wonderful. But
that shit don't exist anymore. The climate's changed.
But
fucking Atlantis is real. You know, oh, and the other one was Troy. They thought Troy was fictional until that one dude said, you know what, I'm gonna start looking around off the coast of Spain and see what happens. And he fucking found Troy. And he got all the jewelry, all of the queen's jewelry. He fucking found all that shit. That motherfucker, he was a baller, dude. That dude was a true baller. Maybe this hadn't been updated.
Wikipedia is usually pretty updated.
pretty quickly. In case you guys, well, you.
No, they, I mean, they did, like, just put Atlantis found.
Atlantis.
I mean, they've.
Discovery.
How old are you? Go back, go back, go back, go back. In Reuters. Keep going.
Right here.
Right here. Fuck, where was, I just saw Reuters, did I not?
Here, wait. Don't click.
Sorry.
See ya.
Right here, this one's on my Reuters.
Let's see, we're on Reuters.com, R-U-T-E-R-S.
Great site, for all you that don't know.
I've never heard of it.
Great site.
The title of the article says, Lost City of Atlantis, Swamped by Tsunami, May Be Found. U.S.-led research team may have finally located Lost City of Atlantis, a legendary metropolis believed swamped by a tsunami thousands of years ago in mudflats in southern Spain. Huh.
What happened, so I think apparently what happened is there was a fucking... Atlantis was chilling, you know, doing his thing, and then there was a sudden fucking insane storm, and it was so crazy that it ended up covering the whole fucking city in mud and water, underwater. You know, it ended up underwater, and then mud was underneath, so they've been having to clear all this fucking mud off of it.
Hmm.
That's what they've been doing. I'm pretty sure that's what's going on.
That's what it looked like.
But that is actually, that's actually like probably like 65% speculation. But I'm pretty sure that's what happened. That's crazy though, dude. You could almost assume that every piece of literature ever written, before like Shakespeare,
yeah,
was fucking nonfiction. You know, like the fucking real shit. You know, I'm not saying it's true. I'm not saying that's the case at all.
Okay.
I'm not saying that's true, but you could imagine that something like that being true.
I think that it might not be a stretch to say that most of the literature that wasn't strictly just writing down a log of events would be at least based in nonfiction.
For sure.
Because I don't think they would have had as much, or they obviously didn't have as much.
So you feel, how do you feel about,
didn't have as much stuff they could imagine.
How do you feel about Homer? You feel like that's fiction, or... He wrote about
the Cyclops and all that stuff?
He wrote about Troy, dude. Didn't Homer write about Troy?
Well, yeah, but he also wrote about the Cyclops, so I mean...
That's what I'm saying. So why is it ridiculous for that to have actually happened?
Well, because, I mean...
Just from him just telling, like, the stories that these old people have told him. A lot of that shit came down through, like...
Well, then you get into deities. You know, I mean... Deities.
That's what I'm saying. There's got to be some basis between that for all them having their own personalities and stuff.
Well,
there has to be.
Well,
every god has a personality.
Honestly, that's true. But the thing is, like, you know, actually take the Cyclops, for example. Historians think actually was the basis for the, you know, thought of the Cyclops was a discovery of elephant skulls. Because, I don't know if you've ever seen an elephant skull, but it looks like it's just a big-ass skull with a big old eye hole and tusks.
Is that wild?
Google elephant skull and look at it. And think Cyclops. Click on that first one.
Whoa. I'm thinking...
Look at that right there. Look at that. Look at that. Cyclops. Right there.
Holy shit.
And because if you ever look at...
That's where they had to shoot him to kill him, right?
Probably, I don't know.
Pretty sure that's right. That's
but,
fucking
I mean,
crazy.
Here, you know, I mean, look, they're actually drawing the parallel right here. But look, that's what they all look like. They all have... A lot of times they'll have tusks right there, or like, not necessarily tusks, but big
that's
old teeth.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
That's where it is. Because if you're thinking Cyclops, or if you're thinking deity
Hell
or
yeah, dude.
Mythical creature, and you see that
they're
skull...
They're finding fucking, what's the really cold elephants?
I don't know, polar elephants? I don't know.
the ones that are mythical, the ones that they say they found in the ice storms and
okay.
shit.
Oh, mammoths.
Mammoths, that's what I was trying to think of. That's crazy, dude. Have you seen this shit? What's this, bro? Huh? I know. We're gonna narrate this shit.
Okay. Cody is YouTubing lion attacks. Why are we watching this?
Just think about it. I just want you to just listen. I just want you to just watch this shit.
Is this a high idea?
Kinda. I hope this shows. Dude, just think about this. This shit is in fucking nation, dude. There's shit that can do that. They can run a fucking gazelle down, or whatever they're eating, and fucking kill it. You know how, like, it's crazy to think we gotta eat this. Can the podcast still hear us? It's crazy to think that shit like this happens, and if we were just minus our technology and all the shit that we've created, we're so far physically inferior.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be fucked. People don't think about that. People think we're just totally, you know, immune to being hurt by, you know, these fucking animals. But if we were really in nature and really wanted some fucking water and walked up to this thing and this hippo popped out, it would kill you.
Yeah.
It would fucking kill you. People don't realize how insane it is. Look at these things, dude. In water, they say hippos are like the most dangerous animals in the world.
Yep.
People don't think about that. Are you kidding? Look at these things. These things are just eating one of them. They don't fucking care. Courage comes from one. Here we go. Is that a deer?
Yeah, it was just attacked by a crocodile.
Oh, the hippo was?
The deer was.
Oh, shit.
Wait for it.
Oh, yeah, he went ahead and took care of that. Is there a head?
Yeah. He's not eating it. Anyway.
That's fucking crazy.
But yeah, I mean, people, going back to like the Greeks and stuff, and literature.
I would totally want to chill with Aristotle.
That'd be cool.
Or Socrates. One of those motherfuckers.
Well, what question would you ask him?
I would hand him, first of all, I'd hand him a stick of deodorant. Because you know he'd be smelling like ass.
Yeah, he would.
Man, what question would I ask him? How he thought the universe started.
I wonder how similar.
I'd probably ask him, you've got your mom, you've got your sister, and you've got Oprah. You gotta fuck one, kill one. And what was that other one? Fuck one, kill one.
I don't know.
Marry one. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be hilarious. That's definitely what I'd ask you.
We played that game in high school on the band bus.
That's definitely what I'd ask Aristotle.
Except it was screw killer, Mary.
Oh, screw. Oh, yeah, I don't use that word anymore.
Yeah.
Pretty much strictly a fuck guy. Mm-hmm. There's some respect there. You gotta have some respect for that.
I mean, you know, it's not meant to be a clean deed. You know, why use a clean word?
What makes it a dirty word, though? That's really horseshit. There's really no reason for any word to be bad. That's silly. Look at this fucking tiger just about to just maim this fucking zebra.
Looks like it's about to rape that.
Yeah, I think it is. It's probably got it in right now, just smashing down. He's like, if I can't get any tiger ass, I'm taking the zebra.
That's what happens in Savannah prison.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Yes, it's a fake picture. No, they state the obvious.
That kills.
Seems we have a whole bunch of Einsteins on YouTube. You know, that's a very good point. It seems we have a whole bunch of Einsteins on YouTube. You know, people think they're, you know, prophets in the end all be all of knowing what is and isn't. And I remember, it's on my Facebook and on one of my quotes.
Can you smell it? You didn't want to smell it? Have you ever smelled it?
I can smell it. I can smell it now.
You cannot. Just smell it. It's not going to get you high, just smell it.
No.
You never smelled it before?
No. I know what it smells like. But, anyway. It was a comment by, I think, Tommy Atkins. That was username, one word. And, let's see. It was just he commented on YouTube video. But it's on my quotes on Facebook. I think it said, "You wouldn't know the first scratchings of reason if you were hit with a 40 kiloton reason hammer." And that's a very good point. Because there are a lot of people who just think they're great at logic. who just are not.
Yeah, and really, you can't even argue with those people, though, for real.
Honestly, that's why you can't argue with philosophy majors. Because, you know,
Yeah, those motherfuckers. They always think they can talk you out.
You can have discussions with philosophy majors. Great discussions and all that. But if you try to argue with one,
hang it up.
There's no use, because regardless of if you're right or wrong, they're not going to accept your reasoning. You know? Because they'll find some way to ask a question. Well, what does is mean? What is?
Yeah.
It's what a fucking word is. Now. It's a fucking word now. Listen to it and you hear what I'm saying. But
what is?
They're using faulty logic. It's so hidden behind their semantics.
Yeah.
You can't point it out to them. So.
Have you ever studied logical fallacies?
Yes.
They're pretty interesting, dude. You know, like when you really know them, you can start pointing that shit out when people are fucking arguing with you.
Happens all the time. You know, the Ask an Atheist table.
Really?
I mean, it's...
Give us some...
That's most of what we do.
Give us some art or examples.
Well, the most common one is probably... Well, actually, one funny one is, you know, some background. We get the group that I and a friend started at Auburn University, the Auburn Atheists and Agnostics. Every now and then we set up a table on the concourse or in the student center called an Ask an Atheist table. And what we do is, you know, it's people that come ask questions, you know, to our members of our group about, you know, just secular viewpoints and stuff like that. And one question that I get asked every now and then that I think is kind of funny, put it down here, is, why are you putting that there?
Do you hear it now? I want to hear it now.
Well, we're in the middle of a podcast.
I just figured it'd be
just funny. Just drop it. That didn't work. No, because it's software. Anyway, don't worry about it. I'll explain to you later. But anyway, one question that we get asked every now and then is, why do you hate God? And I just think that's it's interesting, because
clearly they don't have a clue what you believe.
Not believing in God doesn't mean you don't like God.
Right. You can't hate something that you don't think is there.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
You can hate the idea of God, but you can't hate God.
I don't even hate the idea of God. That's stupid. You know,
not saying anyone does. I'm just saying. But, you know, another thing is saying that, like, since we have no, you know, objective basis for morality, we have no morals. Why aren't we just killing people? You know, just doing whatever, killing, stealing, raping and stuff.
Because it's clear.
Although, you know, like I said earlier, raping isn't, you know, spoken against in the Bible. So.
Yeah.
Who's to say it? Why do they know not to rape? It's exhausting being an atheist, in case any of you don't know. It really is.
Not for me, because I'm just kind of flying under the radar.
Under the radar.
Unless somebody asks me, I'm not going to really... I love for people to ask me, though.
Yeah.
But I don't initiate the conversation.
So
what church do you go to? That's what I was laughing about so hard earlier, because that was my last question. I was going to ask you, so Seth,
what church do you go to?
What church do you go to?
We got a Satan colony down the street.
Holy shit. It's 11 o'clock.
Huh.
That's insane.
We've been recording for an hour and...
We've been doing this a long time. 23 minutes. That's craziness.
Well, hopefully it wasn't all complete shit.
Should we try to wrap it up?
I guess.
Should we just keep going?
I feel like we should wrap it up, because who's going to listen to an hour and a half podcast of people just...
But Joe's is 2.5 hours. And that's all they do is bullshit.
Yeah, but he's Joe Rogan.
I know, but maybe if these things start circulating, like, we could start listening to other people's.
Yeah. Here we go. Anyone who's listening to this... Well, no, that's unrealistic.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, anyone who's listening to this, you should totally... If this is interesting to you, you know, you should totally...
Do your own.
Find a buddy.
Fucking hit me up on Twitter. Tell me, look, I've got my own. Come check it out.
Yeah.
We'll totally will.
We'll check it out, and we'll talk and have podcast parties and stuff. And it'll be the new craze.
Podcast parties.
Podcast parties.
Amongst intelligent people and not dumbass people.
Yeah. Even dumbass people.
No, not dumbass people, because then you'll have the stupid Facebook shit like, man, I fucked that bitch last night, and that bitch will come in, bitch, you did not fuck me, motherfucker. You know, you don't want to deal with that with a bunch of retards.
Yeah, yeah, we don't want Jerry Springer.
So, seriously, intelligent people only. Great. But nobody thinks that they're not intelligent, so.
That's the truth.
But the honest truth is that there aren't many people that are.
Yeah. I mean, we're probably, you know, complete idiots about a lot of things, but.
I feel like we're a pretty decent way up the intelligence ladder, though. Because I feel like you can only notice people that are stupid when you're actually smarter than them. So I'm sure people around us.
I disagree with that.
You don't think so?
I think there are plenty of people who, because, I mean, lots of people can think other people are stupid. That doesn't mean they're any smarter than they are.
Hmm.
I mean, they're a bunch of, I mean, like you said, you know, a bunch of people who, you know, creationists, you know, they think anyone who isn't a creationist
is stupid. That's true.
And also, there's a difference between intelligence and reasoning abilities. You can have great powers of reason, you just might not know too much. It's like, you know, what I was telling you earlier, is like, you may have a great mathematical mind, you know, great ability to learn and do math, but you just don't know math yet, you know?
Right.
It's, you know, or someone who has a great sense of rhythm, but has never picked up, you know, a set of sticks, you know, and tried to play drums, you know, and great hand-eye coordination. You know, they may have...
It's going to take them a little bit to learn.
They may have, you know, great powers of that, but their just knowledge of that, their ability to do that, you know, in the here and now is not, you know...
I can see the difference between experience and ability.
So that's where I draw the line between intelligence and being smart.
Here's what we're going to do. We're just going to wrap it up right here.
Wrap it up.
At almost an hour and a half. If anybody's actually listening to this, then you guys are fucking awesome. And
yes, you are.
We're definitely going to have more. If there's 5 people in the world that want to hear this, we're definitely going to have more. That's all I care about.
And
if anybody gives a fuck about
you, they'll probably get more organized. Maybe.
Oh, it'll definitely improve from here.
Maybe, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, you do.
So we're going to wrap it up now. Thank y'all for listening. And I'm just going to quickly say my peace out.
All right. See you later. Got any more M&Ms?
Yeah.